Okay, Mark Navarro, the coach of the Kingsford Flivers. Another season, and finally, it seems anyway, knock on wood for now, a normal one where the kids can actually focus on, you know, football and not, you know, masks and testing and all that.
Yeah, it's been great just to be back to normal for our kids and just for the whole community. We had a great crowd here last week. We expect another one here tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Now, last week, I'm not sure. You know, as an opponent, I watched the film, and I'm like, boy, I don't know. This team isn't very good that you guys played. So what do you take from that game to get your guys ready when the opponent was, you know, not up to par to what you guys do?
Yeah, I think watching Green Bay East, we went and watched them the weekend before. They struggled for sure. So we look for execution-wise. Are we physical? Were we fast to the ball? Are we doing things, catching the ball, throwing the ball? And I think we did all those really well.
Talk a little about Zach Person and as a coach and what, as a person, in quotes, you know, I personally know him too, but what's your perspective on him as a coach and what level of talent he's going to bring to the next level up there?
Zach, you know, it's one of those things where he transferred into us. It was almost like a godsend as far as a kid. You don't find a better kid. In the community, he's phenomenal athletically. Right, I think his everything speaks for itself. He's a Division I talent, and we're just happy to have him. But more importantly, he's great for our school. He's great for our kids. He works with our young kids. He's real personable, and we just love the kid.
And he's not just some tall stick that you stand out there. He can move, and he's an athlete, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's 6'5", he's 220. I think at Michigan State they had him at a 4'6" this summer. Just an all around great athlete. And he just does some things that we don't see a whole bunch of Division I football players up here. We're just fortunate enough that he's on our team.
And you know what? Mike Meneguzzo's a heck of a quarterback, too. And talk a little about his development. This is his last run, too.
Yeah, Mike's been with us started for us last year. We had him with us as a sophomore quite a bit, too. We got a lot of hours invested in him, but he's a worker. And he wants to, you know, that kid's the typical kid in the stands as a fifth grader who wants to be the quarterback for the Kingsford Flivers. And now he's living his dream on.
Now, what about on the defensive side of the – or on the running game, first of all, for you guys? Obviously, Pudgy is very difficult. A lot of teams run away from him, 77. What's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, he's definitely, you know, what I thought with him last year, he was the best defensive player in the entire UP. I thought him not being an all-UP candidate recipient was a travesty almost, because he was the best one. We had to change our offense for him last year. He's a special talent. You know, he's a fast-twitch kid. He's got a great motor. We know where he's going to be on the field. We're going to know where he is on the field for sure.
So overall, what do you expect against Gladstone tonight from your guys? What do they bring that you need to counter?
Well, I think they bring number 5. You know, you got to have your eyes on him. You know, he's going to make or break it for him. Definitely a talented kid. We watched him run around on us last year to throw the ball. He's one of those kids. You know, our league has a bunch of talented quarterbacks, and he's right up there.
And what do you want from your guys tonight?
Tackle. Be aggressive and tackle, and I think we were real aggressive, and I think that's just kind of been our XO was last year. We were good, talented, we were young, but we weren't real tough, and I think we've got it going now. We're going to be physical.
All right, well, best of luck to you tonight, and by the way, tell Coach Hof I said hi. You couldn't keep him off the field, could you?
Well, it's great having him back here. You know, we lost our defensive coordinator last year. Coach Olson had family obligations, and it would have been irresponsible of me not to get Coach Hofer back.
Yep, so he's back. He won a state championship against my alma mater down at the Silver Dome, so I still have that to grind against him.
Okay, yeah, it's great. Like I said, a ton of experience, and it's just fun. It's fun to have him back.
Mark, thanks for doing this.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Okay, Mark Navarro, the coach of the Kingsford Flivers. More coming up from here at Fliver Field after this timeout, live from Kingsford. This is Braves football.